From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Deadly violence accompanied a controversial election by the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela for a new assembly with the aim of rewriting the country's constitution. At least 7 people were killed in clashes Sunday, bringing to some 120 the number killed in anti-government protests since early April. Anti-Maduro protesters erected barricades on streets and scuffled with police. A bomb went off in the capital, Caracas, wounding several policemen. Opposition protester Marina Corina said the spirit of Venezuela cannot be broken. She said, "Today we seal the dictatorship's fall." Many Venezuelans stayed away from the polls after an opposition called a boycott. Jeff Ramsey is with the Washington office on Latin America.
This is very clearly a disappointment. You know, turnout was far lower than the turnout that we saw at the opposition vote earlier this month against the Constituent Assembly. I've seen estimates that, you know, at most 2 million participated in the vote today, which is, you know, laughable for the government.
Critics say the new assembly will allow Mr. Maduro to dissolve the opposition-led National Assembly, delay future elections, and block efforts to vote him out of office. The U.S. has threatened to impose economic sanctions if the vote goes ahead. Sunday, U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in a tweet called the vote a step toward dictatorship. The South American nation's been experiencing an economic and social collapse amid falling oil prices. In Somalia, al-Shabaab insurgents Sunday claimed to have killed nearly 40 African Union troops in an ambush out of a convoy near the town of Bulamarar in Lower Shabelle region. Reuters reports 24 were killed, including one Somali soldier. This is VOA News.